All right.
Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm sure that looked good, me wiping my nose right in the beginning. With my shirt sleeve, no less. Yeah, I got this stuff right here I could use.
I'm gonna take my herbs.
All right. Anyway.
I'm taking them today.
Okay, so as I was mentioning in the previous video, and he stopped. Wow, it's backwards. The Free Church Report will be forward when you put on the...
Yeah.
Why is it backwards?
Because you're backwards.
Because I'm backwards. Yeah, okay, I got it. Well, it has me on this side and you on that side, and I am on this side and you are on that side, but it's a mirror. Okay. All right, anyway. Free Church Report. Brother Gregory, his Holy Church. All right, so it's a mixture of his opinion of what he thinks you should do so that he can testify that you are indeed a free assembly and doing those things that Christ asked of us to do.
In his opinion.
It's his opinion. All right, it's a mixture of that, all right, but it's also instructions for how to form a free association that the world will recognize.
The New World Order.
Well, New World Order, or just, you know, any government for that matter. So they took this document and they wrote it up using common law and had lawyers from various countries, including Uncle Sam, look it over and pick at it and ask questions. And yeah, thanks.
I heard your gun of it.
Yeah, I see that. Anyway,
you were looking for a cup.
No, actually, I was looking for my water, which is out there on top of the goat shed, and I have to go get it. Anyway, so it's the forming a free association, that's important to do. I mean, people should do that. You should form up a free association and have your neighbors testify that this free association exists and that there's an individual administrating it. But none of you should be members. There should only be one member.
Me. All right.
Sure, if you're running up the free association. All right. And the member receives things and...
I shouldn't have drank out of it, then I could have gave you the rest. Sorry about that.
Anyway. You form up these free associations and you give to the minister of the free association not exactly a tithe, but you give him a donation meant for the purpose of taking care of the community. And I can move over a little bit if you want to. All right. Anyway.
Donation.
It's donations meant for the community and for people outside your community who need help and assistance. And, you know, that minister is supposed to get together with 9 other ministers, so there's a group of 10 of them, and they're supposed to form a free association among them. All right? And it's supposed to repeat and repeat and repeat. Well, for that to even happen, you have to have 10 groups that are in free association. You know? But those funds that you donate to your minister, he's supposed to use to help your community and to help the communities around you. And, you know, Lord forbid it becomes you all become aware of typhoon in Barbados, you know, and, you know, you send out funds to help them out, you know, and, you know, and your minister is supposed to keep track of what all he did with his funds. And if you don't like what he's doing with your funds, well, you find somebody else who's willing to be your minister. And you give him the funds.
you don't necessarily kick him out of the church. You just start.
Well, yeah,
church.
You might be the only one who doesn't think he's doing a good job. The other 9 families in your group might think he's doing a great job. That's fine. You don't have to go with what everybody else says. You find a minister that does what you think he should do. But you don't tell him what to do. You don't boss him around. You don't practice authority over him. You don't tell him how to use the funds you gave him. You just give him the funds. And if you don't like what he's doing with it, you might tell him, well, I don't think that was appropriate. And so I'm looking for another minister. And you go find another minister.
Yeah.
And you might find out you actually prefer what he was doing over what the other guy does. And so you go back to him, you know.
I'm sorry.
Well, not an apology. It's just, you know, it's like, well, I don't like everything you're doing, but you're the best one there. So, you know, and that's how that works. But
that's what my ex-wife said.
Yeah. That's another issue.
She tried to come back. She goes, I don't like everything you're doing, but you're the best out there.
Yeah, but that's a missed opportunity kind of thing.
She cheated on me, so I ain't taking her back.
Yeah, that's another issue altogether. Anyway, sure, eat that pie on camera.
Tasty. 50-cent Walmart pie.
Yeah. Some have high fructose corn syrup in them, and others don't. I thought that's kind of funny.
Blueberry.
Yeah, it's blueberry. Let me read that one. Does it have corn syrup in it? Yeah, it has corn syrup. Third line, right after sugar. Anyway, you don't know.
But it's not high fructose.
Well, you don't know because they're changing the rules on that. They don't have to label the high fructose corn syrup as being
high fructose. Right.
So, but they have to say it's corn syrup. And so it might be high fructose. Anyway, it's like they don't have to tell you where the sugar came from. Sugar is sugar. Well, that's not really true. Yeah.
Yeah. So. It's like it doesn't have to be 100% honey for them to call it 100% honey.
And that's true too. Only 49%. Or no, 51%. Only has to be 51%. As long as the other 49% is Carol syrup.
Does that rule apply to us too? Or just big business?
Good for the goose is good for the gander. But quite frankly, I don't think it's good for the goose.
So. No. But I notice a lot of times big business gets away with bending rules where we don't.
True. Well, actually, I was talking to... shame on me, I forgot her name. Coconut Cream Factory here, local in Stockton. And we were talking about food additives. And she would actually prefer to put a certain food additive into her food, but she's not allowed to. Because even though there's a whole bunch of things that meet the criteria being this one certain thing. Stevia. It was stevia. There's different types of stevia out there. All right? And the type of stevia that most people buy and use in their food tastes a certain way. But the rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines that she has to follow only allow her to use one type of stevia, and it's not as sweet as the stuff that the consumers usually use. So...
So she's a green stevia?
I don't know, but, you know...
The green stevia is not as sweet because it's not processed, which is actually healthier.
Okay, I'd have to ask her on that, but she has to use a certain type of stevia that most people don't use.
So she has to use more of it in order for it to be sweet.
Yeah, well, if it's the type you're thinking it is, it probably also has an aftertaste that would make it taste wrong. And, you know, as far as that goes, I don't use stevia because I don't particularly like it. I recognize it's sweet and whatever, but...
it tastes like sweet and low.
If there's not chocolate behind it, I really don't care for it. It doesn't taste right. There's no kick. I mean, chocolate has a kick. Caffeine has a kick. Sugar has a kick. All right. Stevia doesn't have a kick. So it tastes right, but it just doesn't have a kick. You know, and I
the green powder has stevia.
Yeah.
Green stevia. Well, not the one that he made this last time, but the ones that he made prior. He forgot to put the stevia in it this time.
Well, it was all right.
Well, you put either it way. In juice, it's good.
Yeah.
Don't matter. Don't matter what your name is. I lost my lid.
Found it. Here, wipe it out thoroughly.
That landed bottom up.
Yeah, but I stuck my fingers in it.
You sicko.
I was trying not to.
You fingered my lid.
Yeah. Let's see now. Has that fire gotten out of control?
I doubt it with the rain.
Nope. Yeah, I moved all the extra logs over to this. What Kano was probably taking a picture of, there's a bunch of rocks with a sinkhole underneath them. And we don't know what's causing the sinkhole, but a good guess is it might have been a well, or it might be the entrance to a cave. So, he laughs. I'm thinking, well, but it's not completely out of the picture to be a cave because the city of Stockton apparently is riddled with caves underneath. And some of the older buildings, they actually cool themselves by pumping the cold air from the caves up through the building. And saves on air conditioning.
True, we can do that.
So,
for our off-grid organic farming retreat.
And even if it proves to be just a well, hey, that's cold air anyway. Build a shack over the top of it. Indoor plumbing.
I got chills.
just thinking about having cold air coming up out of the depths.
Yeah. Time to bundle up.
Yeah. So, should we put out our fires, or should we just wait until the rain does it?
I got a load of logs in the back. Where do you want them? At the other honey locust?
Actually, got lots of wood over at the other honey locust. I think we can take these up to the campfire.
Okay. There's three big ones still over there, so probably drag them over here or something.
Or use them for the next campfire.
Whatever! I don't care. Whatever tweets or Twitter.
Yeah, we're going to have a springtime event.
Springtime event.
Alrighty.
Alrighty.
Well, I think I covered most of the issues with the Free Church Report. Anyway, I plan on reading this book. Again, Free Church Report. Brother Gregory, His Holy Church. That looks so weird. I hope Kano flips this video over so that it's forward. I don't think that's gonna work.
There.
So here we are, hanging off the ceiling probably.
No, the number's on the bottom.
Yeah, I don't know. It probably, I don't know. By some video magic, it probably flipped over for us.
It probably didn't.
Well,
what I was videotaping was the smoke coming off of the fire
right
across the cold hood with the rain. It was making a really cool look.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, all so right. That's what I was doing.
Anyway. Yeah, well, it is a sinkhole, whatever it is. So I suspect there's some sort of hollow under it, and I suspect it probably was some sort of hand-dug well, and for safety reasons, somebody probably threw a bunch of rocks in it. So I'm going to dig it back out.
Yeah.
And for safety reasons, I'll probably put a circle around it or something.
So that concludes our vlog for the DD&D Not So DD&D podcast. Demented DungeonsandDragons.com. Where we talk about everything but Dungeons and Dragons.
Let's see those hand gestures again.
But anyways, yeah, we're actually doing our podcast tonight. So Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Central, CST during the winter, or 8 p.m. Central CDT in the summer. You can catch us on our podcast. The phone number will be either on a video or it'll be at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com or both.
Yeah. So basically, we keep the same time, but since the world does daylight savings, we just kind of, we just change the hour.
Yeah.
My goats don't care what the clock says. It's like, where's the sun?
Yeah, basically, the podcast is basically after sunset on Sundays.
Yeah, so more or less.
More or less.
Till the sun starts setting at around 9 or whatever.
Right.
But
by then, they'll drop the clock back, and then it'll be 7 o'clock again.
Something like that. Bye.
All right, party on, bye.